Yeah, so there we go. We'll be live. This is a huge game for the Bulldogs. I talked to some of the higher-ups on kind of where the Bulldogs stand with today's game. The Bulldogs are coming into the game 2-0, and so are the Cardinals. Actually, the Cardinals come in at 3-0. And so if the Bulldogs win, then they are district champs. If the Bulldogs lose, then depending on what happens with Aspermont, and depending on what happens with the game here, Bulldogs could be in second for district, or they could have to play Aspermont for a spot in district. It just depends kind of on a few factors there. So obviously what we want and what we want to root for is the Bulldogs to win tonight. That would help everything tremendously and make it a whole lot simpler or more simple on our end. So still waiting for the Cardinals. We're out there going through a few things. There's 12 minutes left on the game clock. Let me look at a few of my notes that I had printed up. Oh, they're in my other folder. Let me grab them real quick. I used to be able to hear the school song playing pretty loud right behind me. Both teams now are in their respective spots. The Cardinals are in their tunnel, and the Bulldogs are on the goal line getting ready to do the national anthem. Sorry, the Cardinals are on their sideline. So looking forward to the game, it's pretty interesting with both where both teams are sitting at right now. It'll be a good and a challenging football game for both teams, and like I said, you've got the Cardinals who are 3-0 in district, and the Bulldogs who are 2-0 in district. If the Cardinals win, they'll be district champs, and they have a bye next week. If the Bulldogs win, we'll be district champs, even with another game left next to Aspermont, just kind of the way that the schedule falls. So, there you go. Let me give you a rundown of our sponsors. Oh, here's my sheet. Sorry, I couldn't find my sheet. I had it slipped into the spot. The Bulldogs had a bye last week, and now, according to six-man football, we're ranked number 12 in the state. And we're going to take on Hurley, who has fluttered around the rankings, but this week they've landed at number 10 in the state. And according to sixman.com, Hurley is picked by 3 to win the game. And so the Bulldogs are going to have to come out ready to play and ready to fight and go for it, which they will from talking to the players and the coaches. I think this is a game that anytime you have these two teams going together that are rivals and both in Scurry County, so you're doing the battle for Scurry County, is big. I think we're about to do the national. Nope, we're going to send the captains. So, obviously, I was playing Hurley at Hurley. Other teams in the district, Rotan is at Aspermont, and Roby has a bye this week. And so Roby is 1-2 in district. Rotan and Aspermont are both 0-2. And so technically, on paper, nobody is eliminated from the playoffs yet. Now, after this week, some teams will be. If whoever wins this game tonight is district champs. If Hurley loses, it means that they're second in district. They have a bye week next week, and then they'll go to the playoffs. If the Bulldogs lose, then the winner of, if the Bulldogs lose and Aspermont wins, then the Bulldogs will play Aspermont for a playoff spot next week. If the Bulldogs lose and Aspermont loses, then the Bulldogs have secured second place in district going into next week. There's a lot of factors. It'll all iron out today as the game goes on. So both teams are out doing the coin toss. Rios for the Bulldogs, Weaver, McCowan, and White are all out there. Looking at the coin, the referee has flipped it. And we will get to some football here pretty soon.
waiting for him to suggest.
It looks like
the Cardinals are going to receive the kickoff, so the Bulldogs will get it at half. Already misplaced left hand. The Cardinals are going to receive the ball on the left side of the field, and so they'll be driving from left to right, and the Bulldogs will be kicking it off at the beginning, and they'll get it at halftime. All right. Well, if we're doing a prayer, and I bet we do a national anthem, so I'm going to take a break, and then we'll come right back to you for some Bulldog football. The national anthem has been sung by, I guess, a student from Hermley up in the press box. Did a great job. And now both teams are in the tunnels getting ready to run out. I want to just run through our sponsors real quick and say a huge thank you for supporting these broadcasts and sponsoring them. And if you or your business would like to jump on board, we'd love to have you. Just talk to Mr. Jones and he will get you all the information that you need. Sponsors for this broadcast are Prosperity Bank, Pizza Inn of Silence, Sonic Drive-In, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Mitch Holland Snyder, Legacy Fuels, Snyder Iron and Metal, Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers, First Bank and Trust, the First Church of God in Ira, Ira Baptist Church, Ira Athletic Booster Club, S. McCown Photography, and a new sponsor this week, Cargill Memorial Hospital. So I want to thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts. All right, there's the Bulldogs running out of the tunnel. I know they are amped up this week. I subbed Tuesday and Wednesday and talked to a few of the guys, and they are ready to roll. Oh, thank you. So it's going to be a great game. It's a beautiful night. The sun has set. There's just a ring of orange in the sunset mixed with the beautiful West Texas dirt. You get a kind of a like an auburn orange-ish feel, and then a dark blue sky that gives way to the black above with the lights of the stars already showing. Hermley was waiting for the Bulldogs to get out of their tunnel. They want to do a big old spectacle, make sure the Bulldogs know, but I promise you that these boys are ready to play. and looking for a huge district matchup tonight. Battle of Curry County and the battle for the district. The winner takes all. Still waiting for the Cardinals to get out of their tunnel. Good crowd, as you would expect. The visitor side is full. There's no room on the stands, and there's lots of cars parked all around looking in on the home side. They look pretty full. There's several cars on the sideline there, but there's still a few spots if you're around. If you want to come, just sit on Hermione's side. But if you want to root for Ira, just stand on the sideline. That's always a good thing. The crowd's going to be into it. It'll be a playing in a fun game. That's a lot. So, all right, the Bulldogs send out the kicking team with Cabrera, the kicker. They're going to kick from the right to the left. The Bulldogs, like I said, will be kicking the Cardinals. We received, and Cardinals still haven't broke the huddle to get out onto the field yet, so I don't know. Can't tell you a whole lot. I don't know. We'll get names for the Cardinals as the game kind of goes on, and we get into a groove here. Looks like they're going to send back deep. Number six. That's Clement. Now, Cabrera has kicked deep for the Bulldogs. He's got his hand up waiting for the referee to give him a good signal. And then he will run down and kick the ball, and we will get this Friday Night Football going. There's the referee signal. Cabrera lines up to kick. And there it is, a booming kick way back into the end zone. It's going to roll out the back of the end zone for a touchback. Will you check and make sure you can hear me well? I couldn't get the Bluetooth to pair, so I'm doing my analog headphones. All right, Cabrera. Kicks it back into the end zone for a touchback. The Cardinals will get the ball on their 20-yard line. I'm not sure exactly what happened. The kick team went back on there. Now they're back out, and the ball's going to be set at the 25. Perfect. So, Bulldog, the dominant dog defense comes out on the field. Cardinals have three in the backfield, two receivers to the near side. There's a snap pitch back to the running back. He's running on the far side of the field. It's going to be drug out of bounds by Hatley. Enough for a first down, about a 15-yard run. The ball's going to be set at the 40 now. Waiting for the Cardinals to break the huddle. I can't quite see the number of the running back. His jersey's kind of bunched up, but we'll have to figure it out as we go. There's a snap. Ball's on the ground. Weaver's chasing after the running back. He throws it forward for an incomplete pass. That's going to set up a second and 15. So the ball was snapped. It just bobbled on the ground backwards. The tailback was able to grab it, throw the ball forward. Goodwin was looking for a penalty, and the referee's going to get together and talk about it. It may be an intentional grounding. He threw the ball, and it didn't look like it made it to the line of scrimmage, but that's what they're going to have to talk about and figure out. So the ball just kind of bounced behind him. No, they're not going to call anything. So, home field advantage. Anyway, it's going to be a second and 15. Ball's going to be set at the 40 on the far hash mark as the dominant dog defense gets ready to go again. Lots of energy in the stadium for this big game. There's the snap. Pitchback. It's Nasslinger with the ball looking to throw it. He's going to toss it deep. Incomplete pass deflected by McCowan. Are you serious? There's a flag thrown on the field. We'll see what it's for. They were trying to throw it to the tall receiver.
And McCown was just right there, blocking him out, knocks the ball down. We'll see exactly what they're going to call, but they've huddled up again to talk about it. If it's going to be this way with the refs all night, it'll be a long game. There we go. Pass interference on the offense. McCown went up to get the ball, and the receiver reached over the top of him, pushed it down. I was upset when they threw the flag initially because I didn't know. Like, Cody was looking at the ball coming into his chest, but they made a great call there. So that's going to be a pass interference on the offense. That's going to back this up unless we decline the penalty, which will put it at 3rd and 15. The change says 2nd down. They're going to march the field off. So it'll be 2nd and 25 by the time they're done. Well, maybe 2nd and 30. Yep, 2nd and 30. I'm not super familiar with the rules. Sorry. 2nd and 30, 2 receivers at the far side, 3 at the back. So there's a pass pitch back to Naslinger. Naslinger has the ball, to throw it. Being chased by several Bulldog defenders, bounces it short. It's going to be complete, but not enough to even get back to the line, or to the initial line of scrimmage. That's going to set up a 3rd and 16, 17, depending on exactly where they spot the ball at. So the Bulldogs able to get a strong pass rush back there on the quarterback who dumped it off to the center, who turned around and was immediately hit by several Bulldog defenders and brought down. So it was a gain of yards. However, not back to the original line of scrimmage. No, it's 3rd and long. 3rd and 18 for the Cardinals. 2 receivers, 1 to the far side, 1 to the near side, 3 in the backfield. There's a snap, pitch back to Matson. They're looking to throw the ball. Matson tosses it short. His receiver catches it, but his knees were on the ground. He's going to gain a couple yards. So it's going to be about a 4th and 15 for the Cardinals. So after that first big play from the offense, the dominant Duck defense has stepped up tremendously, put lots of pressure back on the Cardinals, and they have struggled to respond well. Let's see what the dominant Duck defense can do here on a big 4th down. 4th and 16 is where the ball is at. It's going to be spotted at the Cardinals 39-yard line. They come with 2 receivers to the near side, 3 in the backfield, and the ball on the near hash mark. So everybody on one side of the field, there's a snap, running towards the far side. Naslinger has the ball. Now he takes off running on the near side, trying to use his feet. He's going to be hit by McCown. We'll see where they bring him back. It may not be enough for a first down. There's a flag. Late. They're going to mark him right at the first down marker. They're probably going to give it to him. We'll see exactly. Talking, they're going to decide that there was a late flag there. The running back was trying to push him down, but they're going to call it a late hit. I mean, that's a pretty, they were on the sideline. He was not out of bounds. They had not blown the play dead. It wasn't clearly out of bounds. We'll see exactly what they call here, and then we'll see where they spot it. I mean, the ball is right next to the first down marker. We're going to see. They're going to give him the first down, and they're going to give him a late hit, a personal foul on the Bulldog, and a personal foul on Hermley so that they are going to decline. So there must have been some talking going on after they got hit. So it's going to be first down Cardinals from the Bulldog 25-yard line. Ball's going to be on the near hash mark. We're getting a little chippy, and the referee's just kind of trying to get the game in control here early on in the first quarter. 8 minutes, 10 seconds left. First and 15 for the Cardinals from the Bulldog 25-yard line, 0-0. So, the dominant dog defense has really done a good job of keeping this Cardinals offense in check. The Cardinals offense has scored a lot of points throughout all of their games, and the Cardinals are undefeated. The referee, the white hat, is talking to the Hermley coach, trying to figure out what's going on. Everybody's trying to get started out. There's the white hat blowing the whistle, so we'll get to some football here in just a second. So, again, the Cardinals have only had success running the ball, and even then, the Bulldogs have really kept the runs in check. We'll see 2 receivers to the far side, 3 in the backfield. There's a snap, pitch back to Naslinger. Naslinger looking to throw the ball, being pursued by several Bulldog defenders. He's going to dump it off short to his receiver, who's hit immediately by McCown. We're going to keep him in bounds. It's going to be about a 3-yard gain, set up a 2nd, and we'll go with 12. Ball's going to be on the far hash mark at the Bulldog 23-yard line. was the Bulldog defense has done a good job of covering the defenders, and Hurley is sending back, I think, three, maybe four guys to keep the rushers off of the quarterback. There's two receivers near side, three in the backfield this time. There's a snap. Ball's on the ground. Ball's on the ground. So the Diamond Dog defense is doing now what they've done all season long, is they're getting teams into fourth down situations, and we'll see what the Diamond Dog defense can pull off here. So, clock's still running. There's about 14 left in the game clock, waiting for the Cardinals to send in their play. 5 seconds left. 4, 3, 2, 1. There you go. Cardinals going to let it run down and take a timeout. So, again, we've got 6 minutes, 2 seconds left in the first quarter. All tied up. The Cardinals are facing a 4-13. But the ball is set at the Bulldogs' 32-yard line. I want to thank our sponsors who support and sponsor this broadcast. Let me get my sponsor page out. I took a week off and went to the mountains, and I'm just not quite back to my regular broadcasting self yet, but we'll get there by the end of the game. First sponsor up is Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Pizza Inn of Snyder. Pizza Inn has an all-day pizza buffet plus a large salad bar every day from 11 to 9 and 11 to 5 on Sunday. Pizza Inn has been making pizzas in Snyder since 1978. It is locally owned by the Hurley family for 28 years. Our crew makes all the pizza dough fresh every day, never frozen. We have a convenient pickup window for to-go orders, and delivery is available through DoorDash. Thank you for sponsoring these broadcasts, Prosperity Bank and Pizza Inn. All right, here we go. 4th and 13. Ball at the Bulldogs' 33-yard line. Two receivers to the near side. Whoops, not a good thing. Yeah, two receivers to the far. Three receivers to the far side. Two in the backfield. 8 seconds left in the game clock. And now the Bulldogs are going to call a timeout. So, Cardinals break the huddle and come out with a different formation. They had two receivers to the near side, and then it looks like they lined up wrong, so they ran three of them over to do trips, and Coach Goodwin says, let's just call the timeout and talk it over. A few more sponsors. Sonic Drive-In. Sonic has supported the Bulldogs since its opening in 1970. Sonic is located on College Avenue in Snyder. They have happy hour every day from 2 to 4:30, or enjoy half-price drinks all day when you use the Sonic app to order ahead. Anytime Fitness, with 24/7 access to the gym, access to over 4,000 Anytime Fitness gyms across the world. Personal and team training, nutritional coaching, personal showers, diet massage, standing bed, nutritional supplements are all available, and every member receives a free Get Started plan. That's Anytime Fitness. 6 minutes, 2 seconds left in the first. 0-0 here early on in the battle for Scurry County. All right, three receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. Bulldogs lined up, ready to cover. There's a snap, pitch back to Natslinger, who's looking to throw the ball, being pursued by Hatley. Hatley's going to take some of it. He tosses the ball up for a receiver who catches it. Hit it! Count.
Ball out and threw it to the near side of the field as soon as he got there.
Back McCallum.
Way back, like, the flag that comes to line. It's really a long game, and they have to have a discussion with everything. Holding on the Cardinals, it's going to be a tie. But they cut down Bulldogs. It was Heber who beat his way through the defense. Now, it's going to be Cabrera who comes down for the field goal. There's a snap, the hole to kick. The ball is up, and it's good. That's 8 points. Trailing 8-13. Huge offensive momentum there with a minute 28 seconds left in the first quarter. That is awesome when you brought that. It's Kyra Church's gun. Building good as a leader to build a suit and make it easy to stop the drop. That is about college. Depending upon our morning work at 11. Now let's take a look. Final learning is going to be children's research.
Over the community.
Something happened there.
communication between the quarterback and the center is almost on the ground. If I can't pick it up, hand it to the guy, and he's able to get this fucking inches on it. It's going to be a second hand.
Dave, I'm standing. Dave texted me and said he can't hear me over the crowd noise. I'm standing. I'll push my microphone so you can hear me. It's just loud. I'm standing at the back post on the field, so I'm about as far away from the crowd as I can be, which is a good thing. It's just an exciting game. So there you go. Bulldogs leading 16-13 with 8:09 left in the half. Cabrera getting ready to kick. And there it is. It's going to be deep and far, and it's going to bounce through the back of the end zone for a touchback. So it'll be first and 15 for the Cardinals coming from their own 20-yard line. Getting the brain. Good job. All right, Cardinals friends, the huddle with the dominant drive defense gets set in as well. They're going to keep two receivers to the inside, three in the backfield. There's the snap, looks back to Digby. Digby's looking to run, still on his feet, running off the sideline. He's going to step out of bounds. He's going to have enough for a first down. Drains the ball all the way down to the 20-yard line.
So it's going to be 1st and 15 for the Cardinals. Ball's going to be sitting at their, set 20 in it, 30-yard line.
Digby is just, he's fast. He can run with those legs.
Information to the near side, 3 in the backfield. Ball's on the far half line. There's a snap. Digby has the ball, looking to run. He's going to dump it off short. He's pushed out of bounds by McCallum. So that's going to set up a second and about 10. This is where I get paused on the other side of the field. So I kind of have to wait for the referee to get set. Second and 10 for the Cardinals. 7:32 left in the half. Bulldogs moving 16-13. So far, the secondary for the Dodgers has been solid, and the pass rush has been good. They've just been able to make moves with his leg. That's what sets the Cardinals in the game.
Top of the ball, top of the over, and he can put the lead down. Still part of the ball, he can cover all the well. Instead, he brings it back to the end of his back. He has gone from his team, but he was a faster man, powerful. He was able to drive the ball down. Great return. He used the ball all the way down to the Bulldogs to the final 35-yard line.
Difference in 6 minutes, both teams before the three-time. The Hermes Cardinals have been a huge difference. So, random on the sport of the past, and this one, the Bulldogs get 3 field goals. Your 4-point difference game.
Liberty Bulldogs made three field goals.
Pop on the ground, bouncing like a basketball, picks it up, and now running the other way. It's going to be hit by Rio. Bulldog, and here's a great shot again. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be first and 15 for the Bulldogs. It's going to be back up out there, 1-2 yard line, because it's going to be a little bit around there, 30-35 yard line. 3 minutes, 11 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-20 and they have the ball. Get set with the high right high. There's the snap. Hand off underneath to Weaver, who needs to play forward. So about a 5-6 yard gain. Maybe not that much.
We offer Sunday school classes for all ages. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know I keep getting texts, but there's a lot of background going on. You got the Battle for Stearns County. Your Bulldogs are up about 4 points. So that's going to close the game. There's no seats on the visitor side whatsoever. In fact, people are saying that. All 80 yards of the field along the fence on both sides. Okay, this is a lot of noise. I'm sorry, I'm trying to be loud. We'll figure it out. In the I formation, there's a pass. It's a pass. Fucking throws the ball. He's got Rio. Outside of the grass. Looks like he might have held a little bit, but they're not going to call anything. So that's going to be a turnover on down. I'm going to get the ball back. I don't know about Weaver. He's going to have to step up here again.
This is a pass.
Atlanta Bulldogs playing out of the Iowa and just
first of all, the new book is
Hit the 4 seconds. Bulldog down by two balls on the far half of the 35 yard line. The Bulldog 79 yard line.
There's a snap. Hit to McCown. McCown is burned on the near side. They were way offside. They're going to be on the flag.
That's what's going on.
It's going to be offside on the season. Cardinals are back with the same set of moves to the Cardinals are just on time. All my phones. So move it up to 36. How's the Cardinals? It's going to be a second and 10 for the Bulldogs. Jump on fire. But by the way, the production is so quickly. Ball through the far half mark. 46 seconds left. Bulldogs down by two. The pin, the ball, third hole. Hits the down. Right up and down. Just the edge around the front. Still on the ground. Hits the head up for his first down. So he's put out of bounds.
39 seconds left on the clock. McCown is able to get the ball all the way up to the Cardinals 22-yard line. So it's going to be a first and 15 from the 22 for the Bulldogs. The ball's going to be set at the near hash mark. 39 seconds left. McCown ran out of bounds, so that shouldn't change. Down by two, but knocking on the door to score. Partain gets his team set in the Ira-I formation. There's a snap. Hits to McCown on the near side. McCown's going to be drugged down after about a five-yard gain. 31 seconds left. Goodwin saying, get the ball. I'm counting 29 now. 28. Trying to get the team set in the Ira-I and go for it again. There's a snap. Hits to McCown on the far side. This time McCown.
So that's going to be, we'll see exactly what they're doing. There's 16 seconds left on the first. The right runner has spot the ball and talk about what's going on. The referee is kind of holding their time. There's 16 seconds left in the half. Hold on to the down. 5-2. Right at this moment, the touchdown has been called off because of the hole. First.
First chance for a hold on. Well, the school board took first, but the chain, I think, the second, but I can't see it very well. Either way, and out of that, if it's a third down for the ball, okay. There's the whistle. The play clock is going. Well, I'm down by 16 seconds to 7. I'm going to same thing as I had to hand the ball to the referee, but the defender was all over Rio, so there's no pass interference call. So now it's going to be a 4th and 23 for the Bulldogs with 9 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs down by 2. Well, you get the play in for the Bulldogs. See exactly what they draw up there. That was a pass from Partain to Rios as the intended receiver, but it was deflected. Bulldogs run up to the line. There's snap. It's going to be a pass play again. Partain looking for his receiver. He's got one way deep. It's Hatley, and it's going to be deflected. Fall incomplete. So it's going to be a turnover on down by the Bulldogs. 2 seconds left in the half. The Cardinals offense is going to take over now. Good news is the Bulldogs will get the ball on offense to start the second half. The bad news is we gave up an opportunity there to score and do well, and now the Cardinals have 2 seconds with a fast quarterback. The dominant defense is going to have to step up here and get the halftime, and I believe that they can. 2 receivers from the near side, 3 in the backfield, 2 seconds left in the half in the battle for Scurry County. There's the pass, hits back to Digby. Digby has the ball, looking to throw it. Being held captive by Jaden Hatley and throws it incomplete. Both coaches are wanting flags. Nobody's going to call it. It's going to be halftime. All right, so at halftime, the Bulldogs are going to go with a 2-point deficit to hit the kickoff. I'm going to take a short break and come back here in just a moment. Before I do that, let me read off the last thing for everybody. Other sponsor for the broadcast, the Congo Memorial Hospital. When quality health care is important to you and your family, choose the local care at Congo Memorial Hospital. They can support your health care needs, whether through our telehealth office visits, emergency room care, outpatient services, our walk-in, expanded walk-in clinic hours. For more information, call 325-574-7441, 325-574-7441, or just at CongoMemorial.com. Congo Memorial Hospital, local care is what matters. Down by 2. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with you momentarily.
Ben Moore back with you for the second half of the battle for Scurry County. If you had trouble hearing me in the first half, I apologize. I got a new phone over the break, and I couldn't get the Bluetooth to pair with it, so I went to an older headset. But hopefully I prepared at that time, so it should be much better. You know, I was just standing on the back corner of the end zone. Handed the rest of the ball twice. That's how close I was to the field, and it just seems like the mic wanted to pick up the crowd, which is great. It's an exciting atmosphere. Again, the Irish side is completely full. You're not going to find a spot in the stands, and there's cars lined up around the field, and the people standing all over it. So, Bulldogs are going to be down two, but here's where I think the game will be interesting. The Cardinals have not played a lot of four-quarter games. They've 45 a lot of teams this year. The Bulldogs, on the other hand, have played most of their games well into the third and fourth quarter, and many of them have come the whole way. So, down by two, the Bulldogs will get the ball at the start, and hopefully we'll be able to respond and do well. So I did look around at some scores. Rotan has already 45 Astromont, which means both Ira and Hermley are headed to the playoffs. It's really just a seeding game right now. So the winner takes district, and the loser will be second in district. So we'll get underway here momentarily. Both teams are back out of the huddle from halftime. All right. Like I said, the Cardinals are going to kick to the Bulldogs. They're going to kick from left to right. Tanya is back deep for the Bulldogs. They kicked it to him one time. He had a great return. We got 35 yards. And so since before then and even after, they've just done the end-over-end onside kick attempt. And that looks like what they're going to do is going to be aimed at Juarez, Rios, and McCallum. But he can sling his foot and kick it deep if he wants to. And we'll see as we get underway for the second half of the battle for Scurry County. There's the kick. It's going to be an end-over-end kick that he... So he swung his foot and tried to kick it the other direction from where he was running. He didn't want it to go deep, but it barely... It didn't even make it to the 40. So the Bulldogs are going to get a great spot. They're going to be right at midfield. It should be... I mean, he kicked it from the 30, and it didn't make it all the way to the 40. I mean, it just kind of rolled. It didn't do what they wanted to. Good turn for the Bulldogs. We're going to start in the Ira High with the ball on the Cardinals' 39-yard line. There's the snap pitch to McCallum on the near side. McCallum right through, breaks through the first layer, and gets a good run. Now, this is where I really think the Bulldogs do well, is they just pound the run so much throughout the game that when you get to the third quarter of a close game like this, and you're playing offense, and you're playing defense, and you're running around, if you're not used to it, it's a physical and a mental beatdown that the Bulldog offense and defense does. It's going to be second and six for the Bulldogs. Ball in the near hash mark, set at the 30-yard line. There's the snap. Hand off underneath to Weaver. Weaver leads his way through for a first down. So it'll be first and 15 for the Bulldogs. He was able to get the ball all the way out to the Cardinal 25-yard line. 9 minutes, 18 seconds left in the third. Bulldogs trailing by two, but marching down the field with two great runs. Partain gets his team set in the Ira High. There's a snap. Hand off to McCallum. McCallum runs up the middle, takes one cut back towards the inside. He's going to get about 3-4 yards on the carry. So it's going to set up about a second and 12, maybe 8 minutes, 45 seconds in the third and counting. Bulldogs break the huddle and get set in the Ira High. There's the snap. It's a handoff to McCallum. McCallum sits from behind. The Hermley side is yelling that it's their ball. We'll see what they signal. I didn't see anything. All I saw was McCallum got hit from behind. I'm not even sure how that was possible. Yeah, that happened to the Bulldogs earlier, so they're going to let the Bulldogs keep the ball, I believe. Well, no, the referees are going to talk about it, of course. If you get here in the first half, this group of referees has, I think, done a good job. They just they make sure they talk about it and everybody's on board with whatever decision's made, so it takes a little bit longer than you would like to do, but it's called a pretty fair game. The Bulldogs have played, it's been a little bit chippy, which you would expect between two high school rivals and two that are in Scurry County and two towns that have been rivals for a long time. But the Bulldogs have played pretty mistake-free football. We're seeing what they're going to call them here. They still haven't signaled anything, and they're still huddled up. The white hat and the three officials are all talking to each other. If you have to debate this hard, just go with what the initial call was and roll with it. But there's 8:27 left on the clock. The Bulldogs are down by two. Early in the third quarter, both sides of the fans are getting anxious because they're still talking. It's going to be Bulldog ball, so they're going to say it's third. So, all that time, there's no replay in six-man. Like, they were just talking about it. And so now the Hermley coach is talking to the White Hat, which is going to take even more time. He's standing at about, they're inside the numbers. We just want to play, man. It's 8 minutes, 27 seconds left in the third quarter. I mean, goodness gracious. Still talking to the White Hat. I will tell you, our sponsors for the broadcast are Prosperity Bank, Pizza Inn and Snyder, Sonic Drive-In, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Mitch Holland Snyder, Legacy Fuel, Snyder Iron and Metal, Texas Farm Bureau, David, Stormy Sellers, First Bank and Trust, First Church of God and Ira, Ira Baptist Church, Ira Booster Club, Ed McCallum Photography, and Cogdell Memorial Hospital. All right, finally get to go off the field. We're going to play ball, and now White Hat signaled it to be a timeout. Good. Yes. Gracious. Everybody just wants to play. Now all the referees are huddled up again. They signal it to start, and now they didn't. It's 3rd and 14 for the Bulldogs. 8:23 left on the clock. Bulldogs down by 2, 24-26 in the third quarter. Okay. Okay. I don't know what they did. They moved the ball a little bit. Now it's in the middle of the field. It's set at the 25-yard line, 3rd and 17, 8:16 left in the third, and counting. There's the snap, pitch to McCallum. There's a flag on the field that's tipped on the defense, but they'll call it down. McCallum gets about 2-3 yards on the carry. Most likely it'll be offside on the Cardinals, but we'll see. But one thing is for certain, it's going to take 10 minutes for the referee to tell us. 8:05 left on the clock. Yep, offside on the Cardinals. So that's going to march the ball up. On the board, it says 3rd and 17. That can't make any sense. But now it's going to be, they say 3rd and 12. It's somewhere close to that. It's hard for me to tell with the side of the field I'm at in my angle. But in the Ira eye, 8:21 left in the third quarter, 3rd and 12-ish for the Bulldogs. There's a snap. Hits to McCown on the far side. McCown gets the edge, breaks the first half. We're going to have that first half. He gets to the end zone. No, not quite to the end zone, but he will have enough for a first down. So it's going to be a first and goal for the Bulldogs now. 7:45 and counting in the third quarter. Bulldogs down by two, but it's first and goal from the five. Begin the Ira I from the 5-yard line. Bulldogs taking their time, really milking the clock, letting it run down. There we go. Break it up, get set. And there's a flag. It's going to be offside on the Bulldogs. So that's going to back the Bulldogs up a handful. It'll still be first and goal from the 10 now. 7:01 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs trailing by two. The Bulldogs have not been penalized a lot, so it's kind of odd that to have that offside penalty here. But there's that pitch to McCown around the far side. He's got the edge. He's got the angle. He's got the speed to get into the end zone. Yes, he can. Touchdown, Bulldogs! McCown with the sweep running on the far side of the field. He got the angle and the edge. He got hit by one defender, but he's strong enough to power his way in. So now the Bulldogs are going to go up 30-26, and they're going to come on for the PAT. Rios will be the snapper. Weaver the holder, and Cabrera the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is up, and it's right through the middle. Good. So that puts the Bulldogs up 32-26 with 6:55 left in the third quarter. Sponsor for the broadcast is Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. For the sponsors, Pizza Inn of Snyder. Pizza Inn has an all-day pizza buffet, plus the largest salad bar every day from 11 to 5 on Sunday. Pizza Inn has been making pizzas in Snyder since 1978. Has been locally owned by the Hurley family for 28 years. Our crew makes all the pizza dough fresh every day, never frozen. They have a convenient pickup window through window for to-go orders, and delivery is available through DoorDash. So a sponsor for the broadcast is Sonic. Sonic has supported the Bulldogs since its opening in 1970, and Sonic is located on College Avenue in Snyder. We have happy hour every day from 2 to 4:30, or enjoy half price drinks all day when you use the Sonic app to order ahead. All right, Bulldogs take the lead 32-26 with 6:54 left in the third quarter. Again, Rotan is 45 Astromont, so these are your two playoff teams from the district. It's really seeding that we're fighting with here. And the battle for Scurry County, where both of these teams take pride in defeating each other. So, rooting for the Bulldogs to maintain the crown as Cabrera gets ready to kick. And there it is. It's going to be a high and a far kick. It's going to bounce and go out of the back of the end zone. Great kick by Cabrera. So the Bulldogs now will send out the dominant dog defense, which has really done a good job containing this high-flying Cardinal offense. They've got one fumble recovery that they converted to points. All right, Cardinals send three receivers to the near side. Two in the backfield. There's the snap. Pitch back to Digby. Digby tries to run on the far side. He's going to run out of bounds. See where he went out. He might have got to the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be second and 15 now for the Cardinals. The ball set at the 20-yard line. This is where I think the Bulldog defense is really going to begin stepping up, and you'll see the offense stepping up. Where the Dogs have been in these fights all year long with four quarters, the Cardinals just haven't. And I would imagine that it's a different kind of game than they're used to, and one where the Bulldogs have the advantage. Two receivers in here, three in the backfield. There's the snap. Pitch back to Digby. Digby looking to throw the ball. The Bulldogs secondary is still covering well. And to throw this ball incomplete. That's going to set up a third and 15. The pass was well short of the receiver, and he didn't really have anybody on him. I don't know if it slipped or if the jitters kind of got to him because he's been under pressure the whole game by Atley and Heber, the two dominant dog rushers. Third and 15 from the Cardinals 20. 6:40 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 32-26. Two receivers from the far side. Three in the backfield. There's the snap. Digby has the ball. Looking to throw it. One of the rushers falls. Digby takes off running. It's going to be thrown to the ball down. Cardinals are going to fall on it. So it'd be enough. Ooh. It's going to be enough for a first down what happened there was one of the rushers for the Bulldogs slipped, and when he slipped, Digby saw his lane and took off running. But when he was tackled to be brought down, the ball came out, and the Bulldogs almost recovered. Instead, it's going to be 1st and 15 for the Cardinals from their 35-yard line. 6:14 and counting left in the third. Two receivers with Martin, three in the backfield. There's the snap. Pitch to Digby. Digby has got the ball, looking to throw. It dumps it off short to the other Digby. It's going to be brought down by Weaver. Sorry, it was McCallum who brought him down. Short of the first down marker, so it's going to be a 2nd and about 3 or 4 for the Cardinals. They're now in Bulldog territory. I hope you can hear the crowd behind me as the Bulldog crowd is getting pumped up, pressing on the D. 5:33 left in the third and counting. Two receivers sent to the near side, three in the backfield, and the ball is at the near hash mark. So everybody is on the near side of the half of the field. There's that pitch back to Digby. Digby looking to throw the ball. He jumps it short to his intended receiver. He's hit immediately by Rios and brought down. It's going to be enough for a first down. The ball gets to the 20. So it's going to be 1st and 15 from the 20 for the Cardinals. The Cardinals are running the same. They're running the receivers really deep, trying to spread the Bulldog defense. They really want Digby to run, I think, but when the rushers can contain him, he jumps off short to his outlet man. There's the snap. Digby looking to throw the ball, being contained by the rushers. And he's going to run out of bounds for a gain of 3 or 4 yards. So it's going to be 2nd and 12 for the Cardinals. Ball is at the 17-yard line. 4:54 in the third, and the clock has stopped. It's ran out of bounds. But I'm saying the Cardinals are running receivers deep, trying to spread the dog defense, and they want Digby to take over with his legs, but he's been having to dump it short to the outlet man, so they've been getting yards, but not the way that they're wanting to. Look for the dominant dog defense to step up here. Two receivers near side, three in the backfield. There's a snap. Pitch to Digby running on the far side, looking to throw the ball. He's going to dump it. It's hit by Rios, and is brought down at the 1-yard line. So that was number one, is also the Digby. He's taller than everybody else on the field by about 7 feet, and he was able to just jump up. The coverage was there, and he just off. And so he jumped up, caught the ball, but the Bulldog defense was able to keep him at the one. So it's going to be 1st and goal from the one, 4:35 and counting in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading right now 32-26, but need a big defensive stand here to stay in the lead. Two receivers to the far side, three in the backfield. Now they switch two receivers to the near side, three in the backfield. And the Cardinals are going to call a timeout as the play clock expires. So, 1st and goal from the one for the Cardinals, looking for the dominant dog defense to step up here in a big way. 4:15 left in the third. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Anytime Fitness. With 24/7 access to gym, access to over 4,000 Anytime Fitness gyms across the world, personal and team training, nutritional coaching available, personal shower, diet and massage, standing bed, nutritional supplements, and every member receives a free Get Started plan. Another sponsor for the broadcast is West Texas State Bank, serving Scurry County and a local area since 1950. Local Board of Directors, their mission is to provide professional and friendly financial services. We're big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Access your banking via our lobby, drive-in, online, mobile app, telebank, and our two ATMs. All right. Hope you come out of the timeout. Bulldogs looking to keep the Cardinals out of the end zone. They're going to send two receivers to the near side, three in the backfield. Same formation they've run just about all game long. There's a snap and pitch to Digby. Digby looking to run on the near side. He's going to be able to walk right on in for the touchdown. So now the game is all tied up, 32-32. The Cardinals are going to line up for the field goal. They've not tried to kick a field goal yet. They try to throw it, but they line up like they're going to kick a field goal. Well, actually, they had one field goal blocked by Juarez. There's that, the hole, the kick. The ball is up and falls well short of the field goal, so it's going to be no good. So, the score is 32-32. 4 minutes, 10 seconds left in the third quarter. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Mitch Hall and Snyder, your local GM dealership that wants to take care of your vehicle sales, service, parts, and needs. Our number one goal is customer satisfaction and building a long-term relationship with our customers. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Legacy Fuels. Established in 1937, we sell propane, fuel, bulk oils, and cased goods. Another sponsor is Snyder Iron and Metal with 5 locations, Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, carbide, iron, and tin, with structural pipe and rods available. All right, Bulls are going to come out and receive the kickoff. The Cardinals have done the end over and kick most of the time. We'll see what they do here. And the kick is going to be an end-over-end kick across the field, and White's going to fall on it. So it's going to be Bulldog ball at about the 35-yard line, their own 35-yard line. 4 minutes, 8 seconds left in the third. Bulldogs are tied with the Cardinals, 32-32. Bulldog gets that in the higher eye on the far hash mark. There's that pitch to McCown on the far side. McCown cuts it up underneath, kind of stumbles over his own feet and falls for about a yard loss. He was going to run the sweep, and there was 3 Cardinal defenders there, so he took a step to cut back, and I don't know if his feet just kind of slipped or what happened, but he ended up kind of stumbling forward. So it's going to be a 2nd and 16 now. 3:34 left in the third. Score all tied, 32-32. Partain gets his team set in the eye for eye. Ball's on the 30-yard line. There's the snap. Flag flies out. It's going to be an offside on the offense. So it's an offside on the Bulldogs. A pretty strange penalty for the Bulldogs. They don't get that a whole lot. So 3:24 left in the third. Bulldogs tied 32-32. It's going to be a 2nd and 21 from the 25-yard line of the Bulldogs now. Bulldogs coming in a little bit of a different formation, under center with 2 stacked next to each other in the backfield. There's a snap. Goodness. The ball was snapped, and it's just a miscommunication, a missed handoff from the quarterback in the center, and the ball was on the ground. So Martinez just dove on the ball, couldn't do anything else. So now it's going to be a 3rd and 21 with 2:50 left in the third quarter, all tied up in the battle for Scurry County. All right, well, we're coming in a different formation now. They're spread out with 2 receivers to the near side, 2 stacked in the backfield, Partain in shotgun. There's a snap. It's pitched back to McCown, looking to run. McCown tries to find the hole, and he's hit by some Cardinal players. It's not going to be, maybe he got it up to the goal line. So now it's going to be a 4th and 21. Ball is going to be, looks like McCown gained a couple yards on it, so it's going to be set at the Bulldog 27-yard line. 2 minutes and 5 seconds left in the third and counting, all tied up, 4th and 21. Ball's at the far hash mark, and the Bulldogs are going to come out in the same formation. They've got 2 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side, and then two guys stacked in the backfield. And it's going to be an onside on the Bulldogs again. And a comedy of errors here for a typically very well-disciplined Bulldog team. Trying to figure out who that was on. Goodwin doesn't know. He just wants to know who jumped off fire, but they're not saying anything. So, this Bulldog team is sorry, I was listening to the referee trying to talk to Goodwin, and I forgot I wasn't talking. It's been a very well-disciplined Bulldogs team for all season. Just this offensive series has been probably the most penalties the Bulldogs have had all season long. It's going to come in the same formation. There's a snap. Allen pitches back to Partey. Partey's going to punt the ball. Flies high. Ooh, takes a huge, good bounce. It's going to bounce all the way down to about the Cardinal 12 or 13-yard line. So flips the field for the Bulldogs. So now the dominant dog defense has to come and step up, try to make something happen here late in the third quarter. 1:22 left in the third, all tied up 32-32. The Cardinals are going to start on their 15-yard line. All right, break that out. There's two receivers to the far cut. Three in the backfield. Same formation they've used all day long. There's that pitch back to Digby. Digby looking to throw the ball. Can't find the receiver, so he tosses it. It's going to be complete deep. Partey chasing the receiver down. Stripped him up. This should not be a touchdown, but they're going to call it a touchdown. That was clearly not a touchdown, but they're going to call it. So that was just a deep pass right down the middle. The receiver is able to get it. Dove. I didn't think he was in, but they're going to call it in. So it's a touchdown Cardinals. That puts them up 38-32. And they're going to try the PAT. Again, they've tried the kick twice. It hasn't worked. The only time they scored on the PAT is when they've jumped up. There's the snap. They'll hold the kick. The ball is up and it's high, and it's going to be good. That puts the Cardinals up 40-32 now with a minute and 9 seconds left in the third quarter. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. First Bank and Trust is another sponsor for these broadcasts. Thank you guys for supporting them. You turn my page over. Another sponsor is the Ira Church of God, building a community of believers through biblical preaching and making Jesus the subject. We offer Sunday school classes for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by our Wednesday morning worship, followed by our morning worship at 11. Our Wednesday blast, Bible learning and sharing together for children, youth, and adults, begins at 6 p.m. with a meal, followed by age-fitting classes at 7. If you're looking for a church home, Pastor Rocky and Youth Pastor Susan invite you to join us this week. Go Bulldogs! All right, the Cardinals are going to line up to do the kickoff. They've tried to end over end kick on every one of them except for one. I would guess they're going to do it again. It's just kind of a matter of where they're going to try to go on the field. End over end kick straight towards the Bulldogs, and it's not going to go far enough. So the Bulldogs are going to get the ball with good field position and in desperate need of some points. After scoring quickly in the third quarter, the Bulldog offense kind of got stifled on the last few ones. Really the last one, they shot themselves in the foot with just penalties. That is not normative for the Bulldog offense. All right, minute 9 seconds left in the third quarter. Bulldogs trailing 32-40. Get set in the Ira eye on the far hash mark at the currently 35-yard line. There's a handoff to McCown. McCown makes a cut. He's running towards the end zone. Can he make it up? Yes, he can. waiting for the signal. Touchdown, Bulldogs! Great play by McCowan. Bulldogs in desperate need of some momentum swinging. He takes the team on his back, runs for a 35-yard touchdown to put the Bulldogs a field goal away from tying the Cardinals. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up, and it's beautiful, and it's good. All tied up again here in the battle for Scurry County, 40-all with 1:01 left in the third quarter. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples, their gospel center, preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. The Sunday school for all ages at 10 a.m. and worship service at 11 with expository book-by-book, verse-by-verse preaching. Meeting group Sunday night at 6. Youth, kids, and adult prayer meeting Wednesdays that start with a meal at 6 p.m. For more information, head on over to sbcira.com or search Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. I'm going to sponsor the Ira Booster Club. On behalf of the Ira Booster Club, we wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs athletic and academic success over the coming school year. S. McCallum Photography for Volume Sports Senior Portrait and Game Day Photography. If you mention this ad, someone will give you a 20% discount on a full personal session for new bookings only. That's S. McCallum Photography. All right. Bulldogs get ready to kick the ball. It's all tied up 40-all with 1:01 left in the third quarter. And there's the kick by Cabrera. It's low, head over heels, and it's going to bounce, bounce, bounce. It looks like it rolled out of bounds. Yep. Rolled out of bounds about the 2 or 3 yard line. I don't know if he was trying to do that or if his foot slipped or something. He almost got it back into the end zone. So instead, the Cardinals are going to take over on their own 30. I think what we saw there from the offense of the Bulldogs is a team used to play in these close games that are late in the third and fourth quarter when the Cardinals that have blown out teams for most of the year and haven't played deep in the third or the fourth quarter often. Cardinals send two receivers to the near side, three in the backfield. There's snap, it's back to Digby. Digby's looking to throw the ball. Now he's going to tuck it and try to run. He's going to get out of bounds. There's just so many flags called. The players are afraid to go and tackle somebody when they're going towards the end of the going towards the out-of-bounds line. So Digby took off running. It's going to get about a 10-yard gain on it. So it's going to be a 2nd and 5 now for the Cardinals offense. The ball is going to be set. Looks to me like it is on the 40-yard line. 51 seconds left in the third quarter. 40-all here in the battle for Scurry County. Two receivers to the near side, three in the backfield. There's that pitch back to Digby, and there's a flag. If you blow a play dead like that, it should be offside on the offense, which it is. So that's going to back the Cardinals up some more, so it should be about a 2nd and 10 for the Cardinals now, with 47 seconds left. 47 seconds left in the third quarter. Two receivers from there, three in the backfield. There's the snap. Pitch back to Digby. Digby looking to throw the ball, bouncing around in the backfield. Now he's going to take off and try to run. There's going to be a flag which should be holding. His run was enough for a first down, but there was a flag that came back. One of the Bulldogs was trying to get away, and he was clearly held. And that's what it's going to be, holding on the Cardinals. So, that was going to be a 2nd and 15 for the Cardinals. I'm sorry, 2nd and 20 for the Cardinals. The ball is now back at their 25-yard line. 35 seconds left in the third quarter. 40-all. Two receivers near side, three in the backfield. There's that pitch back to Digby. Digby not even going to look to throw it, looking to run it. and he's going to take off on the near side, where he's going to be hit hard by Tavia. Brock hit inbound. Not enough for a first down, so it's going to be a third and six or seven, depending on where they exactly spot it. 17 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. See if the Cardinals want to go for a play here before the fourth, or if they're just going to let the clock run out. 5 seconds, four, three, two. Yeah, they haven't called it, so they're going to let it go to the fourth quarter. So, what an exciting evening. When you have two district rivals, two schools that are rivals in just about everything. They're too close to each other to like each other. It's tied up 40-40. Winner is the district champ. Loser is the second place and the runner-up. And here we go to the fourth quarter, tied 40-40. This is what high school football is all about. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Congo Memorial Hospital. When quality health care is important to you and your family, choose the local care at Congo Memorial Hospital. We're here to support your health care needs, whether through our telehealth office visits, emergency room care, outpatient services, or our expanded walk-in clinic hours. For more information, call us at 325-574-7441 or visit CongoHospital.com. Congo Memorial Hospital, local care when it matters most. All right. Let me get my phone out and we'll look at some scores from around. I noted earlier that Ashbrook lost to lost to Rokan. So both these teams are headed to the playoffs, I believe, if my math is right. Some scores from around. Fighters trailing to a Fighter lost to Greenwood 34-7. Westbrook defeated Robert Lee 45-0. And all right. Cardinals sent two receivers to the inside, three in the backfield. There's the snap. Digby flips the throw of the ball, tosses it downfield. It's going to be caught near the first down marker. And they're going to give it to him. So it's going to be first down Cardinals. 9:52 left in the fourth, 40-40 all. Ball is set at the 35-yard line. Two receivers to the near side, three in the backfield. There's a snap, pitch back to Digby. Digby looking to throw. He's going to toss it, and it's going to be caught and a touchdown for the Cardinals. One of those plays where the perfect pass, the perfect catch beats perfect defense. The defender was there for the Bulldogs, but the Cardinals were able to still catch it and turn it up and run in. And so now they're going to go for the PAT, which has been the weak point for the Cardinals tonight, where the Bulldogs have really held in. Snap to hold the kick, and it is blocked by Tania. So now the Bulldogs trail 40-46 with 9:29 left in the fourth quarter. Run through all the sponsors for the broadcast again. Prosperity Bank, Pizza Inn of Snyder, Sonic Drive-In, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Mitch Holland Snyder, Legacy Fuel, Snyder Iron and Metal, Texas Farm Bureau with agents, Stormy Sellers, First Bank and Trust, Ira Church of God, the Ira Baptist Church, Ira Booster Club, S. McCallum Photography, and Congo Memorial Hospital. Thank you guys for supporting these broadcasts. So by my count, I mean, the difference, the Cardinals have scored more touchdowns than the Bulldogs, but the Bulldogs have made every single field goal, while the Cardinals have struggled with the PATs, and that's why the game is the way it is right now. So 9:29 left in the fourth. Bulldogs trail 46-40, but they're about to have the ball kicked off of them. Cardinals are going to try to kick the top ball and make it do a weird bounce. They've tried it all night long, and it hasn't worked quite yet. The white hat blowing the whistle this. Oh, there's a pickup behind me that's got his lights on. And they're off. You don't want those headlights shining in your eyes. All right. And there's the kick, end over end. And it's going to be roll out of bounds. So the Bulldogs will get the ball at the 30-yard line. It'll be first and 15 from the Cardinals, or from the Bulldogs' 30-yard line. 9:27 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing 46-40 in what's been a back-and-forth game all night long. All right. Bulldogs break the huddle, head on over to far hash mark, and get set in the IRA-I formation. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to McCown. McCown still on his feet, heading around, dragging several defenders with him. He's going to get a gain of about 6 or 7 yards. So that'll set up a 2nd and 7, 2nd and 8, depending on where they spot it and how well my math is going today. 9 minutes, 3 seconds left in the game. Bulldogs down by 6 with driving. There's the snap. Pitch back to McCown on the near side. Now McCown cuts up the middle. It's going to fall just a few yards short of the first down. So it's going to set up a 3rd and about 4 or 5 maybe. .41 and counting left in the game. Waiting for the Bulldogs to break the huddle. There we go. Get set in the Ira High on the near hash mark. There's a snap. Gets back to McCown again. McCown hit in the backfield, but is able to drag the defender forward for about a gain of a yard or two. So that's going to set up a 4th and 7 on the board. It just doesn't look like that to me. It looks like it's a 4th and 5. Or a 4th and 4, maybe. Doesn't really matter. They can see the sticks, and my numbers are often wrong. So, 7 minutes, 57 seconds left in the game. Huge 4th down for the Bulldogs. 4th and 6 in the IRA-I on the near hash mark. There's a snap. Pitch back from McCown on the far side this time. Now McCown cuts it up the middle. He's hit by several defenders. It's not going to be enough for a 1st down. It'll be a turnover on downs. So now the Dominic Dock defense, which has done such a good job tonight of holding this high-powered Cardinal offense in check, is going to be asked again to step up and to make something happen. 2 receivers sent to the far side, 3 in the backfield. There's a snap. It's dropped. Ball's on the ground. It's going to be a sack. The guy who was supposed to get it dropped the ball, and so now it's going to be a 2nd and 20 for the Cardinals. The ball is set at the Cardinals' 25-yard line. 7:21 and counting left in the game. So there's a good break for the Bulldogs now. Gets the Cardinals in 2nd and long. They're going to have to find a way to contain Dixie. 2 receivers to the near side, 3 in the backfield. There's a snap. Pitch back to Digby running on the far side. He's going to try to take off running, and he's going to get out of bounds after a gain of about, gain of about 5. So now they're going to be 3rd and 14. 6:58 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing by 6. I mean, this is a huge defensive series. If the Bulldogs can stop them here, hold them to 4 and out. That's what we need. 2 receivers to the near side, 3 in the backfield. Ball set at the far hash mark. There's a snap. Pitch back to Digby. Digby running on the near side, looking to throw the ball, releases it, tosses deep, and it's complete to his receiver, who's pushed out of bounds. It's going to be enough for a 1st down. So, 6:51 left. Ooh, they're running the clock. Did it not get pushed out of bounds? I mean, okay. Running the clock. 6:40 and counting after the receiver ran out of bounds. Bulldogs trailing 46-40. Two receivers to the near side. Three in the backfield. Balls at the near hash mark. There's a snap. Hits back to Digby, who's running on the far side of the field. Looks to throw. It tosses it. And he's going to have it complete. And it's going to be a touchdown, Cardinals. That puts the Cardinals up 12-52-40 on the Bulldogs with the PAT coming. It's the same exact play that they scored on last time. And they line up like they're going to kick a field goal. They've tried, and it hasn't worked out well for them most of the time. There's a snap. Now they're going to throw the ball. And it's completed. But that's 1 point in six man, so that puts the Cardinals up 13. 6:21 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing 13, about halfway through the fourth quarter. Need to find some magic and get a little bit of momentum back on their side. I really thought the Bulldogs would come out in the second half, but the Cardinals have responded well to their credit and played a full four quarters or three and a half quarters so far, but the Bulldogs are not going to give up, as we know. A well-coached team and a well-disciplined team with a tradition of winning and playing football well. So, be looking for the Bulldogs to do something here, get a spark lit under them, and respond. Waiting for him to come out. Let me go check some more scores from around that might be of interest to us. Morgan County is leading O'Donnell 35-28 in the fourth. Snyder lost to Greenwood 34-7. And Colorado City lost to Holly 55-0. All right, the Cardinals are going to kick it. They're going to try to do the end-over-end onside kick. There's the snap and the kick. And it's caught by White, who falls down on it. So the Bulldogs are going to get the ball in great field position. They're going to be at their 35-yard line. 6:20 left in the game. Plenty of time. The game is not over by any stretch of the imagination. But the Bulldogs are going to have to play and execute solid football. All right, Partain gets the team set in the IRI. There's the snap. Looking to throw the ball. Dumps it off short. So, falls incomplete. He was being chased by two defenders. So now it's going to be a second and 15 for the Bulldogs with 6:13 left in the game. He had Rios deep, but he just couldn't see him because he had two defenders that were just closing in on him so fast. All right, second and 15 for the Bulldogs. 6:13 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing 53-40. Looking for some signs of life in the IRI. There's the snap. It's going to be a passing play. Partain has his receiver. He's got Rio deep. Touched it deep. Just as he got the ball. It's going to be put in a bit of huge play for the Bulldogs. It's going to be a first and goal from the six. Once they get the ball set. That was just a beautiful pitch and catch from Partain to Rios. It's a Rios ran out of bounds. The clock is stopped at 6:05. Bulldogs run up in the IRI on the far hash mark. There's the snap. Pitch back to McCown on the far side. He's going to be brought down. Yeah. Right down short of the goal line. Oh, no, right down, looks like right at the goal line. So it's going to be a second and six now for the Bulldogs. 5:45 left in the fourth. All right, Bulldogs get set in the IRI formation. There's the snap. This time, Partain rolls down looking to throw the ball. He's got Allen in the back of the end zone who catches it. Boom, feed it. Touchdown! Bulldogs! That was Partain to Allen for the touchdown. And now they're going to go on for the PAT. Bulldogs are 46. Cardinals are 53 right now. There's a snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up, and it is good. So now the Bulldogs trail 53-48. With 5 minutes, 22 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And a big thanks to all of our sponsors again, Prosperity Bank, Pizza Inn of Snyder, Sonic Drive-In, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Mitch Hall and Snyder, Legacy Fuel, Snyder Iron and Metal, Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers, First Bank and Trust, the First Church of God and Ira, Ira Baptist Church, Ira Booster Club, S. McCallum Photography, and Consul Memorial Hospital. Thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts. If you or your business would like to sponsor, then talk to Mr. Jones and he will get you all the information that you need. All right, Bulldogs down 5 with 5:22 left in the game. The Bulldogs defense is going to have to step up here. Now, it doesn't look like it when the other team scores 53 points, but this is a very high-powered Cardinals offense that has put up a lot more points than this throughout the season, so the defense has really held them in check pretty well. But you need a turnover or something here to keep the Cardinals from scoring. Cabrera gets set to kick the ball. Oh, just kidding. Hadley's going to do an end-over-end kick, and it's going to roll out of bounds. Not quite far enough. So the Bulldogs try something a little bit different. Try to do the onside, and instead it rolls out of bounds. So now it's going to be Cardinal ball. Around midfield, we'll see exactly where it went out and where the mark is. Yeah, it's going to be, we'll just call it the 40. It'll be first and 15 for the Cardinals from the 40. The dominant dog defense is out on the field ready to go. Now the White Hat's talking to Coach Goodwin. I don't think Coach Goodwin likes the spot of it, but that's what they're going to do. Two receivers in the air, three in the backfield. There's a pitch back to Digby, of course, who is going to waltz right on in for... pushed out of bounds. I don't understand how one of our pass rushers was tackled on it, but they don't call anything. So Digby is going to be get the Cardinals a first down. They're going to be first and goal. From their 7. 5:13 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing by 5. Two receivers to the near side. 3 in the backfield. There's a snap pitch back to Digby. Digby's not even going to try to throw it. He's just looking to run, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds at about the 2-yard line. So it's going to be a second and goal from the 2. I don't understand this. He walked out of bounds, but the game clock is still running down. .444 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing by 5. Cardinals have a second and goal from the 1. 2 receivers to the near side. 3 in the backfield. Snap, pitch back to Digby. Digby looking to throw the ball. Does a pass. Hit by Rios. Hit by Pena. But the young man was just lucky enough to get the ball across the goal line. Now the Bulldogs trail by 11 with 4:22 left in the 4th. And they're going to come on for the PAT. waiting for. Snap is going to be a pass, like they've done, and it's going to be complete. But it's 1 point in six-man football. So now the score is 60-48 with 4:22 left in the fourth quarter. So Bulldogs need some momentum, need something to go with this. This Cardinal offense is just very powerful, and they shot themselves in the foot earlier. The game is not over by any stretch of the imagination. There's still 4 minutes and 22 seconds left to go, but the Bulldogs find themselves in a 12-point hole and are going to have to come up with some Bulldog magic, some Bulldog winning ways. I don't know what to tell you. They've not played bad. They've really played pretty well. But you had a team with some key seniors on it, but I know do not like to lose, and they especially do not like to lose to Hermely in the battle for Scurry County. And so I know there's a fire under them, and I know they want something to happen. And I'm just waiting for that spark to come, and I bet it'll come soon. There's the kick. It's going to onside kick, and it's going to be recovered by the Cardinals. Here it's going to happen. They've just been doing that weird end-over-end kick, and it took a weird bounce right before it got to the Bulldogs returner, and just happened to have a Cardinal there who got the ball. So now the dominant Doc defense is back out on the field. Has struggled to slow the Cardinals' offense down, but is going to have to find a way to do so now. 4:20 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing 60-48. Two receivers to the far side. Three in the backfield. There's the snap. Pitch back to Digby. Digby's got the ball. Not even going to look to throw. Looking to run. There's a flag. There's a big old hold on that play. They're going to call it. Yep. Holding on the Cardinals. So that's the margin back. 4:12 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing 60-48, but are going to pin the Cardinal offense back a little bit further now. So now it's going to be a 1st and 25 for the Cardinals. Or second. First on the scoreboard. 1st and 25 for the Cardinals. 4:08 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing 60-48. Two receivers to the near side. Three in the backfield. There's a snap. Pitch back to Digby. Digby looking to throw the ball. It's going to be chased by Weaver. Now he runs outside of him, throws the ball, and it's complete. But not before the receiver's hit by several Bulldog defenders and brought down hard. So not enough for a first down. That's going to be a 2nd and... About 10, somewhere around there. 2nd and 10, 2nd and 9. 3:33 left in the fourth. Bulldogs down by 12. Waiting for the Cardinals to break the huddle. Two receivers to the near side, three in the backfield. There's a snap pitch back to Digby. Digby takes off running, and is going to stay on his feet, try to get to the end zone. It's going to be brought down at about the 1-2 yard line. So it's going to be a 1st and goal for the Cardinals from their 1 or 2 yard line, just depending on how you want to count, if you want to round up or round down. 2:50 left in the game. The Bulldogs trailing 60-48. Two receivers to the far side. Two or three in the backfield. There's that pitch back to Digby. Digby looking to throw the ball. goes right in between the receiver's hands. It's incomplete. Now, it's going to be a second and two, 1 or 2 yards, with 2:27 left in the game. Break the huddle. Two receivers to the far side. Three in the backfield. 2:27 left in the game. Bulldogs down by 12. There's the snap. Pitch back to Digby running on the near side. It's not going to throw it. He's just going to run and get into the end zone for a touchdown. The Cardinals up 66-48 with 2:21 left in the fourth. And they're going to come on for the PAT. They've got it lined up like they're going to pass it, but I bet you they don't. They'll snap it, and they're going to try to throw the ball. And it's incomplete. The back judge said he caught it. The side judge said incomplete. The Hartley player's telling him how he caught it, but they're going to say, no, it was incomplete. So, Bulldogs trail now 66-48 with 2:21 left in the game. Rough night for the Bulldogs. Not looking good. Can still get a little bit of fire underneath you. It's not over. You have 2 minutes, 21 seconds left in the game, but you're going to have some things break your way if you're going to pull this one out. Waiting for Hermley to get set. They're just walking down the field, taking their time. 2:21 left in the fourth. The Bulldogs trail 66-48. We need a little bit of a miracle here to dig out of this hole this late. It's not impossible. It's been done before, but they're going to have just about everything break their way. And there's the kick, an end-over-end kick again. This time it's going to be picked up by Wyatt, who takes off running. Gets the ball up to midfield. It's about the mid-yard, the 40-yard line. Great run by the senior who got the ball, and instead of just falling on it, ran forward for another 5 or 6 yards. So the Bulldogs again find themselves with great field position to start, 40 yards to go for a touchdown. Ball from the set the far hash mark, and we'll see what we can drum up. Martin gets his team set in the eye. There's the snap. It's going to be a pathway. He's got Rios deep. Tosses the ball. Incomplete. The defender was all over his back, but they're not going to call anything. So that's going to stop the clock at 2:10. Bulldogs down 66-48, 2:10 left in the game. Ball is at the Hermley 39-yard line. It's going to be 2nd and 15 on the far hash mark. The far hash mark is where the ball is set, sorry. In the I formation. There's the snap. The ball falls on the ground from the snap. Martin falls on top of it. And so now it's going to be a 3rd and 15. They're going to say offsides on the Bulldogs. They're seeing something. The refs are seeing something that Coach Goodwin doesn't see, and is nobody is calling it except the white hat. Goodwin's not happy about it. I don't see it either. There's not an obvious offside by the Bulldogs. if anything, the Hermley defenders are jumping so quick to get around the Bulldog defenders, but I don't know. It's just the way the ball falls sometimes. 2:08 left in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs trailing 66-48. Looking at the 2nd and 20. Ball's now on the Bulldog side of the field, sitting at about their 36-yard line. Partain gets his team set in the I. There's a snap. Rolls out looking to throw the ball. Tosses it short to Weaver. Weaver catches it and trips. Falls. Gains about 6 yards on it. Now it's going to be a 3rd and 15 for the Bulldogs. With a minute 45 left in the game. Now in the Ira eye, there's a snap. This time it's going to be a handoff underneath to Weaver, who weaves his way forward for a gain of about 3 or 4 yards. The ball is at the Cardinals' 35-yard line. A minute 20 left in the game and counting. Bulldogs down 66-48. There's the snap. Partain rolls out looking to throw the ball. He's got a receiver deep on the other side of the field. It's going to be an incomplete pass and a turnover on down. Seconds left in the game. Bulldogs trailing 66-48. This is one of those games that you hope is I hate to say a wake-up call, but I don't think the Bulldogs need to be woke up. But it's one of those games where you just kind of, it's going to leave a bad taste in your mouth. You didn't lose because you were a worse team. You lost because you made mistakes. And it could have been prevented. So it looks like the Cardinals are going to snap it and kneel it. Yeah. They'll have to do it one more time to finish the game out, and then it'll be that way. So a rough loss for the Bulldogs. Again, Astromont lost earlier today, so the Bulldogs will play Astromont next week. We'll bring it live to you. It's at home in Ira. If you haven't got to see the Bulldogs play, you should certainly go out and catch that game. Cardinals snap the ball and kneel it, and now they're going to let the play clock run out. And they'll walk away from this game victorious for the first time in a long time against the Bulldogs. They'll be the district champions, and the Bulldogs will be second in district, like I was saying. Astromont lost. So the Bulldogs will play Astromont next week, and then we'll head into the playoffs as the second team in district. The thing is, one of those losses where it hurts, and it should leave a bad taste in your mouth. And so next week of practice, I'm sure, will be pretty intense. And coming out next week to play Astromont, you're looking for a team to respond by just dominating the game and doing well. So, again, Bulldogs lost tonight to the cross-county rivals, the Cardinals, in what was a close, high-powered game. And I don't know what else to tell you. So I will be with you next week for some live play-by-play action as the Bulldogs take on the Astromont, I believe they're the Hornets, from Ira. You may have the game come on. If you can't, listen live here. We'll be here, and then we'll go to the playoff games with them as well. So, Ben Morse.